We're going to find out. We're actually going to find out your toxic trait.
Just one?
Just one. So this is a quiz. And at the end, it's going to tell you what your toxic trait is.
So let me tell you what happened to you. I'll tell you my toxic trait right now.
Okay.
My toxic trait is that I have my finger on your pulse. Now, I got on you, what was it, last year, the year before? I got on you because you were doing too many lists. And I was like, you know what? This isn't a show about lists. Like, best rock and roll songs, worst movies.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
But it was like, right, it was like one list after another. And I was like, you know what? I don't mind a once in a while list if it's fun, if it's relevant, but too much with the lists.
Mm.
So you stopped doing lists, and now you do quizzes.
I do quizzes like, because they're fun.
You're the quiz master now.
Because we learn stuff about you with these quizzes. And then we find out what you're toxic about, which I want to find out.
You already know. I just told you.
What is your typical morning like? Do you hit snooze? Is it chaos? Do you work out or do you have a daily morning routine?
It's somewhere between chaos and daily morning routine. No, I'll tell you what. Okay, it's only chaos because every day is not the same. I don't wake up at the same time. I don't do the same thing every day. I would love to have a daily routine. In fact, during COVID, when you and I were just doing the podcast and I wasn't working or doing anything else, I did the exact same thing every single day. I woke up at the same time.
But it was still chaos.
I had my coffee. I took dogs out. You know, I had a whole thing. It was chaos because I also had the fucking cat to deal with because my parents were away.
All right, chaos.
And left their cat abandoned for 4 months. I want to have a routine. In my head, I have a routine. The truth is, it's chaos because every day is different. You know, some days I can walk the dog. Some days I have to wake up my boyfriend to walk the dog because I have to leave early. Some days I have coffee. Some days the coffee fucks with my stomach and I spend the morning in the bathroom and then I have to cancel the thing I'm doing. I can't predict my days.
It's chaos. So this is the one that made me laugh when I thought of talking to you. When was the last time you argued with somebody? The choices
You mean today?
I can't remember. Today, kind of recently, and a while ago.
I can't remember. I literally had a fight with my boyfriend like right before the show.
That's not on the list, but today.
Wait, okay. And no. That's the last time we argued today. And then yesterday, he and I were at the theater and we nearly took the heads off the people behind us. Because listen to this. So we're at the theater. We're at a terrible show. If you're coming to New York City, do not see the show POTUS. It was terrible. It was stupid.
What would make you think that would be good?
Well, a lot of celebrities are in it, so we thought it'd be good. And it was supposed to be funny, but it was really insulting. It was supposed to be about like the women behind the president. They were portrayed as being completely incompetent boobs that didn't know their asses from their elbows. It was the most misogynistic, upsetting play. There was not a joke in it. And then I found out that some like 28-year-old girl wrote it. And I'm like, did she go watch sitcoms from the 80s and then decide to write these cliche characters? Like, it was so awful. But so as the play was going on, I was leaning over my boyfriend. I was saying like, you know, wait, what? Why is that character saying that? Or that's not a normal. I was commenting to him. The woman behind us, I didn't know this until later, leaned over and kept poking him. Every time I leaned over to talk to him.
Poking Joe?
She touched him. She touched my boyfriend. A stranger touched him in the theater.
Why?
And because I would lean over to talk to him and he would lean over and she couldn't see or... You know, or like we were whispering and she didn't like that, but I didn't realize she was poking him. Had I known that, I would have stopped
You'd
the theater. I would have stopped the play and turned, right, I'd be in jail. And I was like, why didn't you tell me? So he and I together nearly took her, he nearly took her head off. Like at one point he said, touch me again and I will beat you. And I'm like, who's he talking to?
Yeah, no, you don't tell Cooper those things because it's not going to turn out well.
Yeah, he told me on the train ride home. Yeah. I was like, turn this train around. I'm going back. I'm going to let her know.
Nothing good.
So anyway, so almost yesterday and definitely today.
Do you make daily to-do lists?
I to don't.
Yeah, it's yes. I never finish them, only if I'm busy, or no. And it's a no.
I have no time for that.
How often do you treat yourself?
What does that mean, treat yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. It could mean
like a manicure or ice cream.
It could mean a lot of different things.
I see.
How often do you treat yourself? Daily, rarely, randomly, or often-ish?
Often-ish.
Often-ish.
You know, it depends how many Hemsworth movies I watch. I just rewatched Thor, and I'm Thor.
And that should have been daily. What do you
wish? So I treated myself like three times on Saturday. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What do you wish you had more of? Time, money, confidence, or friends?
That's hilarious. It is such a stupid quiz.
You're going to save money.
Of course, money. Please.
You have too much time. There's too much
time. I have too many friends.
And too much confidence.
I have way too much confidence. You know, so you want to learn something about me? This is very interesting. So when I was a kid, I was an actor. And I found a letter that I wrote my mother where I was really upset because I was in an acting class. And the letter was like me telling her that I'm better than everybody else in class, and it makes me mad that I have to be in class with these incompetents. You know what I mean? Like, wow. My guess is I probably wasn't better than them, or I was probably as good as a couple of them, but I was definitely not the best in class. But this letter, it was just like, ugh, I don't know how I can be around these. These people are dragging me down, and they're making me a worse actor. I tell my mother all about how awful the people in my class were and how much better I was, and how I should, at this point, I should just like go off and get an agent and be famous and not deal with these petty people anymore.
Nothing in 20 years has changed.
I've always had that kind of confidence. Yeah, it's called narcissism. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you had more time, you would go insane.
No more time.
Yeah, you wish the clock would just speed up anyway. Okay, so we'll say money. What do you wish you were doing right now? Sleeping? Relaxing? Working on a project you're excited about, or your hobby?
None of those things.
You got to pick one. Sleeping, relaxing, working on a project, or your hobby.
I don't have a hobby. Who has hobbies? What adult has a hobby?
Normal people.
You have a hobby? What's your hobby?
This.
Okay.
It can't be a job because it hasn't paid me shit. So I just keep the giving money out to the hobby.
Okay, then I agree with you. I say hobby also because I guess this is my hobby too. And here I am doing it.
And this is complete bullshit because it finally says, let's find out your toxic trait, conflict avoidance. You would do anything to avoid a conflict, which is... you would do anything to avoid a conflict. Complete bullshit quiz.
Yeah. I'm the person who creates conflict where there is no conflict. Not only do I not avoid conflict, I look for conflict. I spend my day finding ways that I can have conflict where there is no need for conflict.
Sometimes you tiptoe around problems.
Yeah, that's my problem. I tiptoe around things. You know what? Do me a favor. Give me whoever the writer of this quiz is, because I'm going to... I know they always give their handle on Twitter. I'm going to let them fucking have it.
Joanna Bornes.
Yeah, fuck you, Joanna Bornes.
Oh, she's hot, though.
I don't... You know what? Then do a quiz about hot girls and stop trying to tell people what their toxic traits are when you don't know fucking shit.